Testing, testing. Can you hear me, honey? Why did I give you those Bluetooth earphones? You know how much I hate coming to these office parties. And I thought maybe they could add a little fun to this one. I'm just going to be standing on the balcony, watching you mingle with your colleagues and whispering some really dirty, nasty, filthy things in your ear. Fuck, I love teasing you, baby. This is gonna be so much fun. And baby, don't you dare remove those earphones until we're back in the car. If you do, you can't touch me tonight. You know how horny and desperate I get after these teasing sessions. Oh, who's that you're talking to? Is it the new intern? He's cute. How old is he? Didn't he just get out of college? He must barely be our son's age. Is he the one who screwed up last week's presentation? Sweetie, you really were so tough on him. He looks so nervous seeing you. But God, he looks so delicious too. You know I have a thing for young studs. All my friends from the club are always bragging about their boy toys. They just go on and on about how their young studs are so hung and how they can keep going for hours. My friends are real cougars who are constantly teasing their pool boys and delivery guys. But now I can see the appeal. Maybe I can use him as my boy toy. What do you think, baby? I could tease him next time I come to your office to pick you up for lunch. I'll wear one of my short sundresses, tease him with my cleavage, or maybe bend over and give him a peek of my panty-clad ass. God, you know how these young boys can't resist a MILF's tits and round, plump ass. It's like their brain gets short-circuited. They just become animals, like dogs in heat. I'll make him bury his face in my crotch and in between my juicy ass, sniffing and smelling and licking me. I'll get him so desperate for a whiff of my scent and a taste of my cunt that he'll just want to hump my stocking-clad leg to come. Oh, fuck, I could really use some attention like that. What do you think, babe? Do you think he'll be a good boy for mommy? Imagine me just sitting in your lounge with my milky jugs out for him to suck on as he desperately humps my leg, begging me to let him come. I would make him eat my creamy cunt and puckered ass, just sit on his face and ride him for my pleasure. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet right now, babe. Is this turning you on, baby? Are all my dirty, perverted thoughts getting you hard? Ooh, did you just whimper? Oh, poor baby. We're just getting started. Oh, there's your sales team. They're always the loud and cocky ones at the party. God, look at all those built men. You know, as much as I like dominating young studs, I do enjoy men who take control and know what they want. Your sales team sure qualifies for that. They always look at me like I'm a piece of meat. Oh, let me tell you a secret, baby. Every woman wants to be hungered for like that. Just the way their eyes roam over my body, hungry with lust, nostrils flaring. I can see it in their gaze. The way they just want to rip my dress off. The way they want to use me. Hard and rough without mercy. Just take what they want. Oh, fuck. I get so wet and creamy imagining the things they do to me. I bet they can smell my arousal. You should offer them each one of my holes if they achieve a sales target. I bet that would keep them motivated. Imagine me and sexy lingerie and high heels with a collar and leash at your sales meetings. You could hand me over to the executives who achieve the highest sales. I'd love to see the jealousy in the other guys' faces. They fight over me like a pack of wolves and outperform each other to fuck my holes. How do you think they'd fuck me, baby? They bend me over right there on the huge conference table and rail me from behind. Or make me bounce on their cocks, reverse cowgirl so that the other guys can see my wet, greedy cunt getting plowed. Or on my hands and knees, like a bitch in heat. Oh, those cocky bastards would just spit roast your wife or plug all my holes with their hard fuck pulls. Imagine your loving wife and nothing but stockings, high heels, and a collar. Sweaty and slimy with my mascara running down my face and their cum coating my body. Just bouncing on their cocks with my mouth open, tongue sticking out, and eyes rolled back in my head with such a lewd expression. One by one, shooting their cum all over me, just covering me in their thick spunk. Using me as their cum slut. Oh, fuck, baby, my panties are soaking wet. Are you trying to stand behind that table so you can hide your erection? Oh, I know how much you love my kinky perverted thoughts. I love you so much, baby. Just hold on a second, okay, honey? What am I doing? These wet panties are really uncomfortable, baby. So, guess what your wife just did? I just slipped them off and left them near the dessert table, which means one of your colleagues is going to have your wife's creamy panties for dessert, baby. Oh, who's that guy that just slapped you on the back? God, isn't that John? The guy you hate, who beat your team in sales figures last year. He's such a creep, baby. I see him eyeing me up every time we meet. Oh, look at you being all civil and shaking his hands with a polite smile. I wonder, would you still be so civil if he spanked my ass with those big rough hands, baby? Or maybe finger-fucked your wife with those meaty fingers. I bet he'd have that same smug look on his face while he pounded my pussy. Fuck. You almost spit out your champagne. Did I hit a sensitive nerve there? Are you jealous, baby? I love it when you get so possessive of me. You do know that he has a reputation in your office for his big cock, right, honey? Is it true that he's fucked all the interns, babe? All the girls say he's a real ass man. Oh, who's that joining you now, honey? Is that your sweet, nerdy secretary, Anne, who you treat like our daughter? Well, I overheard her when I was in the bathroom earlier, babe. She's not as innocent as you think. Apparently, John, your rival, fucked her all weekend and wrecked her holes. She was too sore to walk. Damn, imagine that sweet, innocent thing just skewered on his huge fuck pole and squealing like a pig. Fuck, that cute girl that you treat with so much care and respect, just being thrown around, treated like a cum dump, a cock sleeve, with her fuck holes just gaping. You remember when she called last week during our Sunday family dinner, saying that she couldn't come in and wasn't feeling well? You were so worried that she had the flu. Well, guess what? John made her call you while he was pounding her shitter. Fuck, that's so wicked. He knows how much Anne looks up to you like a father figure. Oh, don't be mad, honey. It's not his fault. It was Anne who invited him. She said she just wanted to experience that kind of fucking at least once in her life. Honestly, all women do. A sore pussy and raw ass, all puffy and red, still drooling and wanting more, reminding us every time we walk or sit down of the amazing fucking from the night before. Can you imagine that nerdy valedictorian screaming, "Fuck me, daddy, ream my ass and break my pussy"? Fuck, I'll bet she still has bite marks all over her body and this handprint on that cute ass. And, you know, she even has that sweet boyfriend. Fuck, I just love office gossip. Do you think John could resist if I bent over his desk in this cute black dress he bought for our anniversary, honey, with it bunched around my waist and my wet panties around my ankles, me spreading my ass cheeks apart, our wedding ring glistening on my finger, reminding him that I'm a married slut? God, imagine how rough he'd be knowing that I'm your wife, his rival's sweet wife. I bet he'd just use me like a whore, like fuck meat, just plowing my holes, just using your wife like a cum rag. I bet he'd be more wicked and even want to fuck me in your office, on your desk, right next to our family photo. Maybe even blast his cum all over it and make me lick it up. Oh, that would be so nasty. Just picture that the next time you see that sweet family photo, honey. Where do you think you'd want to come, babe? In my stretched pussy or deep in my gaping ass? I think he'd love to pull out of my ass and make me suck his cock clean and then come on my face. God, I better even take some videos and pictures of his conquests. Imagine your wife's sweet face, covered in cum, being in his collection of fuck sluts. Be careful, baby. You almost knocked down that waiter. Fuck. You're hard, aren't you, baby? Are you trying to hide that bulge in your pants? Damn, I do love teasing you. Oh, my. Guess who's the lucky winner of your wife's wet panties, baby? It's Mr. Lloyd, the custodian. Fuck, he's old enough to be my father. He's so kind and friendly with us. Imagine him just sniffing and smelling my wet panties. They are so wet. He could suck my juices off the crotch panel, honey. He's probably jerking his cock right now with your wife's panties wrapped around it. Fuck, that would be so nasty. Maybe he'll even tell you on Monday morning about a dirty skank's panties that he found at the party. I bet you'd have a hard-on, knowing the old office custodian has pumped his thick spunk into your wife's dirty panties. God, I love being such a slut for you, baby. Oh, babe, your boss is right behind you. She looks like an ebony goddess. Her short hair, strong arms, thick thighs, and that booty on her. She looks so hot in that green dress. I don't see your partner, babe. God, I envy her. Being open about her sexuality, a successful CEO, ordering all of you around. She must be so stressed out at the end of the day. She must really take it out on that sexy, hot partner of hers. You know all about the crazy things I've done in college, but still, I've never been with a black woman. I know how horny you get when I tell you about my pussy-munching days. Don't hesitate for a second to pimp me out to your boss if it'll get you a promotion, honey. I'd love to be between her thighs, licking her creamy pussy. Look at that ass, baby. Fuck, I bet you fantasized about that for a long time. I don't blame you, babe. I want to bury my face between those round-ass cheeks. I bet she makes all her bitches eat her ass out. Would you like that, baby? Would you like to see your wife on her knees, seeing how far I can stick my tongue up her ass? Just imagine my sweet lips that you kiss every morning, sucking on her nasty shithole. Imagine if you walk into her office and see the ebony beauty squatting over my face and making me eat her ass and her pussy, just riding my face. Or the next time you have a meeting in her office, imagine I'm just under the table servicing her while she questions your sales figures. And I bet she really knows how to wield a huge, thick strap-on, too. God, I'd love to be her bitch. Imagine my pale skin against her dark skin, just glistening with sweat. Me on all fours in our living room, just getting the pounding of my life while she sends you off to all those conferences. Next time you call me during one of your trips, imagine your sweet wife talking to you on the phone while your boss is finger-fucking my needy cunt on our bed. Oh, what else do you think she's into, baby? I bet she'd enjoy spanking my ass or getting a little rough. Maybe even invite her girlfriend over and they could double-team me while she makes you pull an all-nighter in the office. Imagine me on her bed with my pussy and ass being plowed with their strap-ons. I bet my pussy would be gaping wide open when they were finished with me. They could probably even fist my greedy cunt. Fuck, that would be so nasty and filthy. Our bedroom reeking of sex. Our bed soaked in sweat, lube and squirt. Three intertwined bodies all sweaty and slippery, moaning and screaming in pleasure. Your boss's girlfriend sitting on my face and making me eat her ass, holding my legs wide apart while your boss just fists my drooling, wide-open cunt, making me come, scream like a whore. Can you picture that, honey? Can you imagine me like that? Fuck. Oh, I'm so wet and creamy. I think your colleagues could smell me. Oh, God, I can't take any more of this, baby. I'm just too horny and needy. You know how it makes me so desperate and edgy. Another 5 minutes and I might just lift my dress and start fingering my dirty cunt right here in the middle of your office party. So I'm leaving to the car park, baby. You better make your excuses and be there in 5 minutes, or I'm just going to bend over the hood of our car with my dress hiked up around my waist and let the first guy who walks past fuck me in any hole he wants. Oh, fuck. Imagine those security guards just fucking your wife over the hood of your car with their batons. Wouldn't that be a sight? You better hurry, babe. I'm almost in our car. Oh, there you are. You almost had to push those guards to the ground. You like what you see, honey? Me waiting in the car with my dress hiked up and three fingers up my nasty, creamy fuckhole. Oh, can you wait till we get home, honey? Or do you want me to blow you right now? Or do you want to fuck me like a slut in the parking lot? I'll fucking take it, baby. I'll fucking take it any way you give it to me. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, I love getting you worked up this way. Oh, I love when you get so desperate and horny. Oh, you just fuck me so rough and hard like you're trying to reclaim me. Oh. Oh, I'm all yours, baby. I'm always yours. Holy shit. Oh, no. It's okay. It's supposed to be wild and crazy. Fuck. This was so much fun. I've never had this much fun at an office party until you, babe. I love you, baby. Oh.